morning. You're listening to RDU as you have been all morning.
Yeah, you better have been.
I assume. And we are here with the wonderful Emily and Oliver from Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness.
We've heard that ad so many times.
So many times.
So you guys play Jimmy Harper and Mary Lane, the virginal pargons of American youth.
Yep, as
you've been described. Do you want to explain your roles, I guess, in a bit more detail than just that?
So for anyone who's seen like Rocky Horror, I describe this as the Brad and Janet of the show.
Yeah,
they're just very cheesy American teens who don't know what they're in for at the start of the show, and then they go down bad tracks. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Jimmy seems to fall down the rabbit hole quite quickly. He doesn't have much of a moral code. It only really takes like a bit of prayer pressure to make him jump. But
yes. Yes. And for anyone out there that doesn't know what path they lead down astray, what is Reefer Madness all about?
Marijuana.
Marijuana.
The dangers of marijuana.
I see. It's just a PSA campaign.
It sure is. Yeah.
So it was based on a 1930s anti-marijuana movie.
Yeah.
And back in like the late 90s, they made a dark comedy satirical version of it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Cool.
Nice.
Became a cult classic.
Nice. And now here we are with MuSoc. So speaking of MuSoc, I guess we'll go there first.
Yeah.
How'd you guys get involved in MuSoc?
I first joined in 2019, so my first year out of high school.
Cool.
Because we never got to do productions at my high school, which was very sad.
Oh.
I was really excited to be a part of it. I've sort of grown up going to MuSoc shows in my life. And so I've been in, this is my fifth show now, I think. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Very cool. And
So for me, I've also grown up watching lots of MuSoc shows, but just never really been able to do them because of other commitments.
Mm.
And then I was living over in the States before COVID, but had to come back. So I thought, you know what, this will be a great time to finally do some MuSoc shows. So I'm loving it. It's awesome.
Fantastic.
MuSoc has grabbed university by the balls this semester.
Yes.
I feel like I said this before, if you're a student on campus and you haven't heard of Reefer Madness, are you really a student? So what's it like seeing
that,
all of this love?
Oh, it's so good. The marketing for the show has been amazing.
Mm.
Yeah, because I'm seeing it everywhere, and I'm like, oh my God, that again?
Yeah. The show? Come on.
I see people at the bus wearing the shirts, and I'm like,
yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's very cool.
We've got to spread the word.
You got to.
Yeah.
So, what was I going to ask? That's what I was going to ask. what is it about Reefer Madness, the show, that you think makes it kind of special? Obviously, you know, MuSoc does shows regularly and there's plenty of shows around to see. What is it about Reefer Madness, or maybe your performances in particular, that you think really grab audiences?
I just think, for me personally, I think it's because of the fact that it's just so comical the whole time.
Mm.
There's not really too many serious bits, so it means the audience can just laugh. Like my mum's actually come to every show so far. She's kind of obsessed.
And with
different friend groups, and she said to all of her friends, they have said to her afterwards that they haven't laughed like that in such a long time. So,
cool, yeah. Fantastic.
I think it's just the ability to make the audience have a great time. And
And our director Ali was saying last night that sort of after the past couple of years, it's been, you know, sort of a hard time. And people just need a laugh. It's
definitely
just a funny show.
Fantastic.
True. Yes.
And obviously the subject matter of the show is marijuana.
Mm.
For legal reasons, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to.
No.
How method did you guys get for the role, you know? Did you just kind of keep, you know, hey, this is just an acting gig, you know, I don't even know what this is? Or was it a bit like, you know, I need to find out what I'm in for if I'm going to do this show, you know?
I think there was a little bit of thinking, or maybe it might not hurt to give it a bit of a try, just to sort of see what it's like.
Uh-huh. Not for me. I am perfect in every way.
Emily's very
perfect. True.
Yeah.
Keeping the gun parents happy.
Yeah,
there.
Yes.
If you want to head to the Saturday matinee, then I do declare there is a promo code, right?
There is a promo code. Yes. It's Saturday Rush.
Saturday
the
Rush.
Saturday.
Nice.
Saturday.
Mm.
That'd be good. Quite funny. Yeah. So Saturday Rush, and tickets are $10 for students and seniors, and I believe 20 for adults?
Yep. Yes. 20 for general admission.
Yep. So yes, you get a 33% discount on tickets if you use the promo code Saturday Rush when you get your tickets on the MuSoc website. That's musoc.org.nz/tickets. It's only usable for the Saturday matinee. That show starts at 3 p.m. then, and I can tell you now that Josh and I are going. So
I'm so excited.
My mum will probably be there. You'll be able to sit with her.
Awesome. I mean, I didn't want to have to sit with Ben, so I'm excited that you know there's someone else much cooler in the crowd. For people that haven't gone, might be going this Saturday like ourselves, is there one particular moment or one thing about the show that you think like, oh, I always love getting to do this part?
I don't want
to give anything away.
I think just keep your eyes on Jesus. That's almost like keep your eyes on Jesus.
I'm sorry, I didn't know this show was sacrilege. I don't think I can show up anymore. this might be too much for me.
Do you have any other MuSoc and Reefer Madness pieces of wisdom that you'd like to impart? Because, I say this as someone that has studied at the University of Canterbury for so bloody long, too long, and that MuSoc does some amazing things. So, I just want to be like, MuSoc, yay, good things, you know?
I'd say we almost straight away after the show's finished, I think it's about 3 weeks later, we're doing a cabaret. So I think if people that don't have the time to commit to about 3 months of rehearsals but want to still partake in the MuSoc stuff, definitely come to the audition. It's like, I think about 4 or 5 weeks of rehearsals before the shows.
And cabarets are a great way for MuSoc to have new people come in and give it a go. So much fun.
Yeah. You're just learning songs. It's not like you have to learn a whole show. So it's a lot easier.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And, what is the criteria for getting into MuSoc? As we talked about before the break, my voice talent is subpar compared to...
I'm sure that's not true.
I mean, I don't know. I've recorded myself once just to see like how I sound to other people.
Oh, haven't we all done that?
That recording got deleted real quick. What is the criteria for getting into MuSoc? Is it anyone is allowed, or is there an audition process?
Yeah, there's an audition process.
Of course.
Yeah.
But how good do you have to be,
I would say everyone in the cast is extremely talented.
Yeah, of course.
I think the thing about MuSoc is it's not about it is about the performances, but it's more about the community. You don't feel like you have to be an amazing performer to audition.
Have all this experience and training and
You can sort of come to MuSoc at any stage and learn.
Fantastic. Well, that's what we like to hear. We love inclusion in the university scene.
We do.
All right, cool. Well, now that we've talked about Reefer Madness, I've got a joint in my bag, so let's play some music, and then we'll all just do that.
Let's go.
You've got to get started now. Got to get that prep work in, you know what I mean?
My God.